Trump administration forgoes gay pride propaganda second year in a row. By Hannah Knudsen on June 1, 2026. The Trump administration is giving the American people what they want in the lead-up to the big 250th birthday celebration and is ignoring Pride Month. A once unruly, secular celebration beloved by the Biden administration and radical left. Americans came to a breaking point during the Biden administration. Specifically, in the summer of 2023, when the Biden administration went all in on Pride Month and Americans were horrified to see a topless transgender activist at the White House Pride event, while corporate queering ran amok. The Biden administration made sure to let everyone know that it valued Pride and did so every year, making a huge deal of it on social media. The Department of Education, Department of Labor, Department of Transportation, Department of Agriculture, HHS, and more under Biden proudly celebrated, deeming opposition bigotry and hatred. Almost all of them posted the Progress Pride flag, which includes extra colors for minorities and transgender individuals, on social media and said something about Pride. Not only that, but federal agencies would also often change their profile picture to go with the theme of Pride Month, making it virtually inescapable. Americans were to acknowledge it, and whether they liked it or not, the standard had been set. Millions of Americans came to dread the summer celebration of Pride and the agenda pushed onto their children under the Biden administration. But this year, for the second year in a row, President Trump gave the American people what they wanted, what they voted for. No Pride celebration. No lengthy proclamation demonizing parents against indoctrinating children. No lengthy diatribes. No secular agenda. The same federal agencies under the leadership of Biden that celebrated the month posted nothing about Pride on June 1 under the leadership of President Trump. This is a significant turn from what Americans experienced under Biden, who even addressed transgender children in his White House LGBTQ+ proclamation in 2024. The Trump administration's decision to give the people what they voted for has influenced retailers too. Many remember the transgender summer of 2023, where many crossed the line, offering Pride apparel, even transgender apparel, for children. Target was one of the worst offenders, as many items were labeled as thoughtfully fit for multiple gender expressions. Once again, that is not the case this year, as retailers appear to be toning down their offerings yet again. Target, for example, does not even appear to be offering Pride-themed items for children. Trump made clear early on his second administration that protecting children against this was a top priority.